Good morning, the exotic set. This is Kiri speaking. Yeah, good, Bo. How's Ross going? Okay, what's he doing? Okay, is. Yep. Okay. Sure. Okay. Is he eating like the cucumber and stuff? Yep. Yeah, okay. Are you around this area today that you doctor's fully booked up, but I could like if you could just drop him off just so we can monitor him and just see exactly what he's doing. Are you able to do that? It's probably better if we can get him in here this morning so we have the time this morning just in case we need to do anything further medically and also assess him. Oh, okay. Yeah, is anyone else able to bring him in? And pop him. Yeah, just so that we can just assess him, see if he needs any fluids, just see what he's doing and just monitor him, see. Well, A, is he passing feces for us in here? Is he eating for us in here? What his weight's doing, things like that. So yeah, if you can give her a call, and let us know, or either herself or you give us a call back just to let us know if he is going to be dropped in, just so we can set up a bed for him, and yeah, just so we can monitor him. Well, just see how he goes. Definitely for a few hours. If we're happy with him within the few hours, then he potentially could go home today. But if obviously work commitments aren't too much for you, then he can definitely stay overnight and go home tomorrow if needed. Yeah, so it'll just depend. It'll be a case by case basis with him to see exactly A, what we need to do, and B, if he needs to stay in or not. Like obviously, there is some form of stress, obviously moving him back and forward. But obviously, if you're not happy with the way he's progressing at home, if he's really not eating and he's not passing feces like you're saying, then it's definitely that stress is outweighed with getting him in here and getting him checked. Yeah, if you just minimize the stress, just have him in his carrier, have the carrier covered while you bring him over here, and then he'll be put into a quiet area here, obviously in the hospital area, and we can set him up and just keep it nice and quiet and just monitor him because there'll be a nurse out there 24/7. We close at 5. Yeah, that should be fine. Obviously, we'll be in conversation if we think that he needs to stay in, then we can organise that. But yeah, I'll pop it in here so that he has a tentative discharge at the 4:30 mark. And yeah, just let us know when he might be dropped in so we can make sure we've got a bed and stuff here for him. Yep, sure, not a problem. We'll talk to you soon. Not a problem. Okay then. Thank you. Bye bye.